WTAW News Time is 8:05. It's 68 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe, your one-stop steel supply store on Highway 21 East in Bryan. Go to pioneerboys.com. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. A&M officials are expecting the largest crowd ever at this Saturday's maroon and white football game. Associate Athletics Director Mike Caruso says they're planning on as many as 40,000, which is twice the normal attendance.
We're going to open up all of the lower levels on the east, the west, the student side, as well as the alumni side. South end bleachers will be available, as well as the north. And we're going to open up more sections, decks on the west side, to accommodate more people.
Because of football competing with baseball and softball games and activities related to parents' weekend, plan on arriving early and paying for parking unless you have a university tag.
Transportation services will be charging a $5 parking fee in pretty much all the lots surrounding Kyle Field, as well as the garages. Now, if any of the surface lots, if you have any valid TAMU parking permit, you'd be allowed to park in there for free.
University staff will also be out monitoring tailgaters that are expected to be out. Caruso says advance tickets are available online. Students get in free. This afternoon's Bryan City Council workshop includes a discussion about allowing tattoo parlors in the downtown area.
Councilman Richard Cortez and Paul Madison asked for a staff presentation and discussion about possibly changing city zoning regulations. The owner of Arsenal Tattoo and Design and his wife have purchased the old Texaco station at the corner of 26 and Sims. It's also the home of the former Mr. Joe's boxing gym. Cliff and Stacy Collard have asked for a conditional use permit, which is not part of Tuesday's agenda, but they are asking supporters to speak during the council's public comment period at the beginning of the meeting. The staff presentation will take place earlier during the afternoon workshop. Cliff Collard's letter says they want to educate the council about modern-day tattooing, eradicate old stigmas, and convince them the new shop and their customers will not be a negative presence. In addition to the tattoo business, plans also call for an art gallery and reference library. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
April is a busy month at the Brazos Valley Solid Waste Management Agency. Brian Griesbach says that's in addition to business growing at Twin Oaks Landfill.
We're thrilled with how things are going. We just built our second cell construction and we're actually starting to fill in that area now. We've completed all of our years now ahead of our budget expectations, so that's always good news. And we've completed all of our capital projects under budget. So we couldn't be happier with the way things are going at Twin Oaks, and we're doing well.
This Saturday, Bevisma is cooking lunch for the volunteers in the local Texas Trash Off, sponsored by Keep Brazos Beautiful. Next weekend, Bevisma is participating in Earth Day activities at Wolf Bend Creek Park. Also, you have time to collect your household hazardous waste products to drop off on the 27th. A proposed referendum to allow casino gambling in Texas just got a boost with interest groups uniting behind the measure. Senator John Corona of Dallas says it's a monetary issue.
Texans spend nearly $3 billion annually at gaming facilities in Oklahoma, Louisiana, and New Mexico.
Corona also says big casinos, racetracks, and Native American groups have agreed to support his constitutional amendment. If approved by voters, it would allow 21 casinos distributed across the state and create a gaming commission. In the past, casino operators, horse and dog racers, and the state's federally recognized tribes couldn't agree on expanding Texas gambling. Corona says those groups have all agreed in principle on his measure. Religious groups and some liberals oppose gambling as harmful to the community. And students who attend open enrollment charter schools could soon be required to pledge allegiance to the United States and Texas flags. The pledges and a moment of silence are part of legislation proposed by State Senator Charles Schwertner.
Open enrollment charter schools are not included in this law. Senate Bill 1362 amends the current statute to include open enrollment charter schools. It also maintains the current option to excuse a student from reciting the pledges upon written request from the student's parents or guardian.
Schwertner's bill passed out of committee and is now headed to the full Senate for a final vote. And finally, College Station motorists, there's a traffic issue today. Westbound University, west of Texas, in front of where the Plaza Hotel used to be, will be down to two lanes from 9 until 4 for construction work. WTAW News Time is 8:09. It's 68 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe. We'll have more news for you at 8:30, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
We all enjoy good old-fashioned customer service. Pioneer Steel understands this, And when you walk into their door, you're not just the next customer. You're an established relationship that extends much beyond that. Family owned and operated since 1943, Pioneer continues to serve its friends and customers with premium quality products and highly personalized service. For your steel, pipe, roofing, and metal building needs, trust Pioneer Steel to get the most out of your investment. Call 979-589-2333 or visit pioneerboys.com.
Introducing Blazer, the termite detecting dog.
Hi, I'm Blazer, the termite hunter. You can't see termites through walls, but I can. Termites may be in your walls before you humans see them, slowly destroying your house. Save 20% now when you call EcoZap. And as for Blazer, that's me, the dog that does it all.
EcoZap will beat the other guys by 20% on any termite or pest treatment. 100% Aggie-owned and operated. Log on to eco-zap.com today and save 20% on any termite or pest treatment.
Newstalk 1620 WTAW, the Infomaniacs, getting you started at 8:10 now, 10 minutes after 8 o'clock. Let's check your forecast.
Skies partly sunny at times as we continue through today with a slight chance of a shower or isolated thunderstorm. Breezy warm this afternoon, low 80s. Tonight, chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms, mainly to the west, low temperature upper 60s. Better chance of heavy showers and storms coming in Wednesday, though, high temperature low 70s. Those showers and storms diminish later Wednesday night, back around 50 by morning. And Thursday becoming partly sunny, cooler, drier, and 65 to 70. I'm Gary Best, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And we're in the studio with Priscilla Lalala from the Bryan College Station Chamber of Commerce. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Very good, thank you. And Miss Leah from the Aggieland Humane Society.
Morning.
Which I do better than Scott because he always screws up the name.
Oh.
So one out of how many? I got one right. And we're going to play Jethro Trivia as I stutter through.
It's what you jinxed yourself.
That's what I get for bragging, right? All right, this is an oddly informative little quiz. There is no betting, and I don't have the rest of the information that Scott always reads because it's just the Jethro trivia thingy.
This week we can wager, apparently.
You can if you'd like.
Okay.
If you guys want to bet a soda on it, you go right ahead. All righty, here we go. Kat, you're going to answer first.
All right.
Zach, you are going to answer second. Zach is not
going to. Hello, sports fan.
He's working on something
Zach
else.
Zach isn't going to answer at all.
And, I'll answer for Zach.
No. And then Leah, and then you, Priscilla. You ready?
Okay.
All right. Hikers called rescue when they got stuck in a creek because they were afraid, A, that they would get wet. This actually happened. B, that they were going to drown. C, that their electronics would get wet. Or D, their dog was getting tired and couldn't make the current. Again, A, their hair would get wet. B, they're going to drown. C, their electronics would get wet. Or D, the dog was tired and couldn't make the current.
I'm going to go with C.
C, their electronics would get wet.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Miss Leah?
Yeah, I'm going with C as
C?
Well.
Same.
All the way across the board, except
yeah.
for Zach because he's not playing. This group was in a hiking in Tennessee, and so they decided to place a call to emergency rescue. They were crossing a creek, and the current kicked up on them. And said they needed to get out because their electronics were going to get wet.
See? Yay, jeez. Girls.
I didn't have to answer, so there. So, Leah, what's going on with the Humane Society?
We are busy. I was telling Priscilla on the way up here, we're actually going to do, usually the summer's a little more low-key. I mean, we get lots of animals in because of the residual puppy kitten season going around. But this year, we've made it even more busy for ourselves, benefit for the public, though. We're going to do humane camps this year.
Awesome.
They're going to be three-day camps, the second week of June, the second week of July, and the second week of August. It'll be Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday of each of those days.
So you get free volunteers?
No.
I'm just kidding.
We have free volunteers already.
I'm just kidding.
They're going to be open from 8 to 12-year-olds. It's going to be a totally animal-based camp. We're going to have speakers that are involved with reptiles and birds of prey and larger livestock and so on and so forth. So really a little bit of everything, obviously your companion animals as well. So for more information, that's all going up on the website this week. So if you don't see it today, check out tomorrow because it's literally going up this week.
Ballpark, how much is it going to cost?
I think $125 for the 3 days, and you bring your own lunch, and there will be activities and snacks as well provided.
Okay.
So great opportunity. Now, we've had a couple of people ask, well, is it going to be a different camp every month. No, it's, bear with us. It's our first time. We're we're going to do the same camp three times. Probably tweak it along the way, and we'll see how it works, and hopefully expand on it for spring breaks and winter breaks, along with additional camps for next summer. So we hope for people are really interested in it. We'll see how it goes. So.
Sounds great.
Really hands-on for like a kid that maybe want to be a vet, or is this going to be a little more tertiary? They just kind of get to play around with it a little.
Yeah, it's going to be. Well, I'm not the one planning it, so it's going to be a little more broad. But they'll be able to see some of the other aspects of some of it'll be animal sheltering and so forth. But expand into all the other animals. Like I said, we have the reptile people coming out, the birds of prey. So even if they don't necessarily, they have a dog and a cat at home, but there's going to be other critters they'll be able to participate with and so forth and learn about as well. So that's coming up again over the summer, expanding into all other critters as well. We have Adopt-a-thon May 4th. That's our next largest event coming up.
Oh, sorry, just a real quick question. Mm-hmm. About the camp, have you thought about maybe, might be cool, there's so many artsy people here in BCS. It's one of the things I love about BCS. Mm-hmm. What if you partner, do you have any photographers who work with you to teach maybe pet photography? I know that that's kind of a rising thing because it really helps you to get more when they take good pictures, it helps.
Right. They are 8 to 12-year-olds, though, so we probably might touch on that a little bit in our companion animal portion when we talk about the shelter and some of the things we do. I don't know if we'll actually be teaching photography, but it's we'll see. We're working out all the details now, and like I said, there's more information to come, and I'm not the one completely.
Sounds really cool.
It,
so. I am going to put you on the spot. Is it Brazos Valley Reptile Rescue? Are they the ones coming out?
No,
okay.
K&K.
Okay.
And
I just know some of the gang at the rescue.
Kristen was actually an intern of ours.
Oh, okay.
It's handy for us now because we don't get very many reptiles in. We do get them every once in a while, and we all sit there and go, is it in good shape? Is it in good shape? What's it need? What does this thing eat?
Work on this. It ain't got no legs.
We just call her and say, hey, you want to come look at this lizard thing we got?
Awesome.
And she comes up and gives us educates our staff on the whole spiel on exactly what it is. So it's much handier for us. So they're really willing to come out. But we have Adopt-a-thon May 4th. There'll be the vaccination clinic. We'll be rabies vaccination, county tags, microchips. And with the purchase of the rabies vaccination and county tag, you'll get a free heartworm check with that. There'll be obviously the adoptions as well on May 4th.
Nice edit.
Yeah. the adoptions will be discounted. We'll have animals that are currently in foster coming back. Hopefully our kitten and puppy season will pick up. Knock on wood, I'm not going to really complain. We still are seeing a slow start.
So
to
slow
puppy.
Is good early, because yes. You guys usually get hammered with those.
We are usually overwhelmed by now, which is good because we're still in desperate need of foster homes. But if you already have a pet, you have the vaccination clinic you can bring your animals out to. Or even if you don't need to do that, bring your animals out. We're going to do a more of a pet fair. We'll have search and rescue demos along with a barnyard petting zoo. I'm taking out a horse and some chickens, and another girl's bringing a goat. So we'll have some critters for some animals, some people to look at, not for some animals to look at. They can look,
sure.
So May 4th, that's Adopt-a-thon. Everything starts at 9. The vaccination clinic runs till 2, and adoptions run till 6, and that's May 4th. And it's a Saturday. For more information, go to our website. Check out our Facebook page. Our website's aggielandhumane.org. On Facebook, Aggie Land Humane Society.
All right, 50-cent plug. I have a shelter dog, and it is everybody in the world that's met Belle just thinks she is the best critter ever. So if you're looking for a dog, start there. It's really, really pretty cool.
Because they're so appreciative.
They are.
Yes.
I have one that came from just General Rescue. Same kinds of dog. One from General Rescue, one from the shelter. He's probably a better dog. Yes, my husband, I said it out loud. I said Ripley's the better dog, okay?
So now you're picking Best.
Well,
he's my favorite.
He likes Ripley better, so because Sky is my dog, and she is definitely a more challenging individual, even at 14. So,
14, wow.
Well, I like Belle because Belle looks like she can eat your face off, and I've heard her bark twice, like ever.
What is she?
She's part pit, part Boston Terrier.
Yeah.
and just the most lovable animal ever. But literally every time I go someplace, is it okay to touch? Yeah, she won't. But she looks kind of like a pit bull. So
it's all about the owner.
It can be daunting for some people. Priscilla, what's going on with the Chamber of Commerce?
Well, this Thursday we have our business after hours at Vineyard Court.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's a great one. And they make it look beautiful inside the courtyard there. And they've been doing this for 10 years now. So we're excited to have it again there. And the theme is wines throughout the world. So that sounds exciting.
So it'll be a fun one with the Chamber this time. Y'all go visit.
They're providing. We do not provide the alcohol.
I know.
So, but come out.
That's
for
not
lots
funny,
of,
though.
That's right. Come out for lots of networking and making those business connections. And just it's all about, you know, making your business grow and bring your business cards.
Lots of them.
Lots of them. Yes. The goal is to leave with none of yours and lots of everybody else's. Okay. Let's see. Then the 16th, Tuesday, April 16th at the Hilton from 1 to 5, sponsored by Reynolds & Reynolds, is our annual job fair. And there'll be people ready to interview at the spot. So come dress professionally. Come with lots of resumes.
People have actually been hired like that day.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And I've mentioned this before, but that's how I got my job at the Chamber, is I went and I checked out the job fair and our job board. And it's just a great way to put a face with a resume. And we will have some seminars on how to improve your resume and how to, you know, stand out in the crowd, where a resume, you just send it over the internet, and how to make that resume stand out so that they read it. So come out. It's at the Hilton from 1 to 5 next Tuesday, sponsored by Reynolds & Reynolds. And visit our job board at bcschamber.org.
That's updated like every day almost, is it not?
Uh-huh. Absolutely. Absolutely. It's a great way to start looking. What else? We are going to D.C. in May 6th through the 9th.
Do you still have spots for that? Last I heard, you had a couple, so I don't know if you still do or not.
We might.
Okay.
Yes. Call 260-5200 and ask for Tracy or Burl, and they'll tell you. But that's, you know, we are always fighting for business here at the Chamber, and we go there and we fight for our business needs here in BCS at Washington. So that's what's going on.
That's all you got?
For now.
I'm used to Roy. Sorry.
Well, I can go on and on. May 2nd, we have another business
See,
after
now
hours
I've done it.
At George Bush Library. So I'm really excited about that one. And actually, in May, we have two business after hours because it has 5 weeks. And then May 23rd, we'll have it at Wells Fargo Bank. So that will be on Briarcrest. So that will be great as well. So we're very excited.
Priscilla, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Leah, thank you, man.
Thanks.
Appreciate it. Community segment is brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Company, serving your insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity.
Haven't heard from your insurance agent in a while? Don't know who to contact to get answers to your questions about coverage? At Van Dyke Rankin, they realize there are a lot of unanswered questions you might have with your current coverage, particularly healthcare coverage. Look them up. They'll calm your fears and make sure you know what you have and with whom. Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Company. Honesty, integrity, doing it right. Serving the greater Brazos Valley area and beyond since 1936. That's VANDYKERANKIN.com.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's 8:22. Let's check our weather forecast.
Skies partly sunny at times as we continue through today with a slight chance of a shower or isolated thunderstorm. Breezy warm this afternoon, low 80s. Tonight, chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms mainly to the west, low temperature upper 60s. Better chance of heavy showers and storms coming in Wednesday, though, high temperature low 70s. Those showers and storms diminish later Wednesday night, back around 50 by morning. And Thursday becoming partly sunny, cooler, drier, and 65 to 70. I'm Gary Best, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
It is 69 with 87% humidity. We're looking at southeast winds at 14 miles per hour.
More pessimism. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. Small business owners have grown more pessimistic over the last month. The National Federation of Independent Business says the paralysis in Washington and the weak economy sent its small business optimism index lower. Business picked up last week for the nation's big retailers. The Council of Shopping Centers reports chain store sales were up 0.7% from the prior week. Stock market futures pointing higher ahead of the Tuesday session. Stocks to listen for today include Alcoa, which posted improved quarterly results after the markets closed yesterday, and JCPenney. Penney has ousted CEO Ron Johnson, whose turnaround plan for the retailer backfired big time. Food companies looking for new additives to satisfy consumers who want more protein are turning to yellow peas. The peas are processed to remove carbohydrates. The remaining protein is being added to baked goods, snack bars, and cereals. Nutritionists say we eat more protein than we need, but a lot of Americans want more. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
Quite often we find ourselves thinking we should have done things sooner.
I love that we took this vacation.
I know. We should have done this a long time ago.
Sooner is just better than later. And now you don't have to wait till later to own the car of your dreams. Thanks to a surprisingly affordable certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz. And with exceptional 1.99% financing on select models, now through April 30th, that dream is more attainable than ever. Each of our certified pre-owned vehicles undergoes an exhaustive process of analysis, inspection, and reconditioning until it meets the uncompromising standards of a Mercedes-Benz. Plus, every one is available with an optional extended limited warranty for up to 7 years or 135,000 total vehicle miles. And now, with 3 months of Sirius XM satellite radio. And your certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz is available only at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. Visit today for exceptional financing.
Okay, it's spring, that's a good thing. Okay, it's spring, that's a bad thing. If we're talking about bugs, it is springtime, and right now the bugs are out there, and they like your lawn. Weather's warmed up, looks good. There are roaches, there are ants, there are fleas. And then, of course, there's spiders, too, or scorpions. Whatever they happen to be, remember this. You can call the folks at ABC Home and Commercial Services at 361-0500. Let them come out and take care of it for you. And remember, termite season is here. ABC's got the expertise to handle this. They've been doing it for decades here in the Brazos Valley, and they can do it for you. 361-0500. If you need to get your home treated one time, get it done. If you want to get on a regular schedule so that you're treated regularly, then they'll do that as well. Bobby Jenkins and his ABC crew, again, been treating homes for 60 years. They are true professionals. So give them a call and let them solve your problem, whatever it happens to be, on the inside or the outside of your home. That's ABC Home and Commercial Services, 361-0500, specialists for your environment.
If you or a loved one is considered homebound under the care of a physician and needs assistance with either skilled nursing or therapy service, call Thrive Home Healthcare. Aggie-owned and operated, Thrive Home Healthcare provides an excellent, cost-effective medical care alternative for patients and their families. Thrive Services, a six-county area, accepts Medicare and has an on-call nursing staff available 24 hours a day. Thrive Home Healthcare, helping others thrive. Call 846-1213 for qualification and more information.
Hey, Aggieland, have you ever had a cowboy tell you, "Pardon my dust"? I didn't think so. Well, Sterling Auto Group is under construction, and to make room, we're offering the lowest prices on every new vehicle in stock. So what are you waiting for? Go ahead, make your deal.
Sterling Auto Group is currently undergoing renovations. And to make room, all inventory must go, regardless of profit. Plus, Sterling Auto Group will terminate the lease or loan on your old gas guzzler, even if you owe thousands more than it's worth, so you can drive home a new Buick, GMC, or Cadillac for less. Get 0% APR for 72 months or $5,000 cash back on select models. 2013 Buick Verano, just $199 per month. 2013 Buick Enclave SUV, just $349 per month. Both include scheduled maintenance, OnStar, and Sirius XM radio for 2 years. Sterling Auto Group, 205 North Earl Runner Freeway in Bryan. Call 979-846-5555 or online at sterlingautogroup.net. 24-month, 12,000 miles per year. 3172 at signing plus TTL and fees. With approved credit, zero APR. $1,389 per thousand finance. Trade balance carried to new loan. All incentives to dealer.
I have a passion for the environment. That's why I serve in the United States Coast Guard. We monitor commercial vessels, making sure our ports and waterways are safe and clean from oil or other hazardous material. We patrol our fisheries, protect marine wildlife and their habitats. With all we do, it's about protecting America.
Were you born ready to protect America? Learn more at GoCoastGuard.com.
Sponsored by the United States Coast Guard in cooperation with the Texas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's 828 with the Infomaniacs, and your weather forecast is brought to us by Brazos Bounty. When someone moves to town, they're offered information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird at BrazosBounty.com. 20% chance of rain today, breezy and warm, a high of 84. We may see wind gusts up to 30 miles per hour tonight. Cloudy, a 20% chance of rain. May see some thunderstorms, but that's going to be mostly after midnight, and some of them could be nasty. And a 60% chance of rain tomorrow. That's going to clear off by lunchtime or so, and we'll finally see a high tomorrow of 73. It's 69 at WTAW.
Providing home health services and hospice care with comfort and compassion. Family Home Health and Hospice, Joint Commission accredited and a Medicare certified provider. We're locally owned and our team has years of experience so we can provide a smooth transition from curative to comfort care while remaining in your own home. Family Home Health and Hospice, serving the Brazos Valley and surrounding area. Call 979-846-3705. Online at familyhh.com. Let our family care for yours because no one cares like family.
David Gardner's at 911 University Drive. It's their spring engagement ring event. It'll be March 2nd and 3rd. Now, this year, David Gardner's teaming up with The Knot magazine. They're going to bring in entire collections from some of the industry's top engagement ring designers, thousands of rings. And it's a great time for couples just getting started in the process to come in and really get an understanding of what's out there and the style that'll be right for her. And remember that David Gardner's offers 6 months 0% financing all the time, but during this event, they double it. They bump it up to 0% financing for 12 months. In addition, they've got advisors to help you through that. Now, also let me mention a brand new website that David Gardner's kicked off a couple of weeks ago. It's where AggiesGetEngaged.com, where AggiesGetEngaged.com. Answer some of your basic questions to get you started. You go in there on the landing page, there's a side for the guys and there's a side for the ladies so that you can go in and see the questions that you probably got in your mind or maybe you didn't even know enough to ask about. Go there, visit the website, where AggiesGetEngaged.com, and be sure to make your plans to attend the Spring Engagement Ring event going on March 2nd and 3rd at David Gardner's, 911 University Drive.
This time of year means working on the lawn, enjoying the boat, or riding a motorcycle. But you can't start your fun if you can't start your engine. At Batteries Plus, we can test your batteries to make sure they're ready to spring into action. And if you need a battery, our huge selection and helpful advice makes it easy for you to start the season right. Batteries Plus. Get what you need.
Visit Batteries Plus in College Station on the corner of Texas and Holloman and save $10 on select lawn and garden batteries now through May 31st after rebate. Batteries Plus. Get what you need.
WTAW News Time is 8:31. It's 71 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by the Red Velvet Inn, a colorful and unique bed and breakfast in the heart of Navasota. Go to redvelvetinn.com. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. There will be street construction today in front of the former Plaza Hotel. One westbound lane on University will be closed between 9 and 4. Local business owners who want to relocate to downtown Bryan are asking the city council for a change in zoning regulations.
The owner of Arsenal Tattoo and Design and his wife plan to speak during the public comment period that opens tomorrow's council meeting. Cliff and Stacy Collard will be seeking a conditional use permit to operate the tattoo business at the west end of the downtown area. They've acquired what used to be the former Mr. Joe's Boxing Gym, also a one-time Texaco station at 26th and Sims. A letter the Collards sent asking for additional speakers says they want to convince the council that neither the new shop or their customers will be a negative presence. They're also planning to have a reference library and an art gallery. The conditional use permit is not part of the agenda for the council meeting. Earlier in the day, when the council meets during their afternoon workshop, Councilman Paul Madison and Richard Cortez have asked for a staff presentation and discussion about changing city zoning laws to allow tattoo parlors in downtown Bryan. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Saturday afternoon's A&M Maroon and White football game will have much of the feel of a regular season contest. Associate Athletics Director Mike Caruso says they're planning on plenty of tailgating.
We can tailgate around NCAA events, and we do have, you know, besides the football game, we have a baseball game that starts at 12:30, and then we have a softball game at 4 o'clock. So tailgating is allowed because we have NCAA events on campus. I think it'll be probably a smaller tailgate group than normal. We'll have people out there, you know, patrolling the area to make sure that, you know, all the rules are being adhered to.
The game experience will include the Aggie Band and Corps of Cadets.
And the Aggie Band will be coming. They'll be arriving about 1:15 or so, and they'll be in the stands and playing. We will introduce the new group of Yale leaders and let them do their second official activity because they have the Parents Weekend Midnight Yale. The Ross Volunteers are going to perform at halftime.
Because a record crowd of up to 40,000 is expected, Caruso encourages buying tickets in advance. There's no charge for students. And charter schools could find themselves following some of the same requirements as public schools, thanks to a bill headed to the full Senate for a vote. Senator Charles Schwertner says his bill has to do with the Pledge of Allegiance.
Under current law, public school students recite the Pledge of Allegiance to the U.S. flag, the Texas flag, and observe a minute of silence each day. During the minute of silence, a student may reflect, pray, meditate, or engage in any other silent activity that will not interfere with or distract from another student.
Schwertner says his bill would require the same of charter schools. He says parents can always opt their children out by sending a note to the school. And the latest attempt to legalize casino gambling in Texas involves a proposed constitutional amendment. Among the lobbyists supporting the idea is former state senator and Texas Tech Chancellor John Montford, who represents the group Let Texans Decide.
We're hemorrhaging money to Oklahoma. Not only do they recruit our best high school football players, they also snooker us each day by building their gaming empire on the back of Texans.
The amendment needs a two-thirds majority vote in both the House and Senate. After that, it would be up to the voters. Senator John Corona of Dallas, who filed the proposed amendment, says it has support from big casinos, racetracks, and Native American groups. And finally, the people who run Twin Oaks Landfill are also involved in community events for the next three weekends. Brian Griesbach at the Brazos Valley Solid Waste Management Agency says it's part of their commitment to the community.
You know, we're all part of it. We get the waste that everybody generates. We also take care of the compost and that aspect. But we need to be part of the community, and this is one of the ways we give back through some of our partners with City College Station, City of Bryan, and also Keep Brazos Beautiful.
Bevisma is providing lunch for volunteers participating in this Saturday's Texas Trash Off organized by KBB. If you go to local Earth Day activities next weekend at Wolfpen Creek Park, you'll find Bevisma. And also on the 27th, the agency is sponsoring their Spring Household Hazardous Waste event. WTOW News Time is 8:36. It's 71 degrees. This Look at the News is brought to you by the Red Velvet Inn. We'll have more news for you at noon, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Whether you need a staycation, planning for fall's upcoming football season, or any special occasion you can think of, think the Red Velvet Inn. The Red Velvet Inn is not your typical average run-of-the-mill stay. This is an ultra-unique, colorful, pet-friendly bed and breakfast in the heart of downtown Navasota, just 15 minutes south of College Station and an hour north of Houston. Saturated with history, the Red Velvet Inn is a must-stay. They even donate a percentage of their profits to local dog rescues. Look them up today at redvelvetinn.com or call 979-777-5584.
We were born in the heart of Texas, raised by Texas values.
Small business entrepreneurs are the backbone of the American economy. They all need one important thing, capital. And Spirit of Texas Bank is the number one Texas-owned bank for small business production with locations in the Brazos Valley and surrounding counties. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Texas-owned, Texas-proud, the bank for Texans. Spirit of Texas Bank.
Give your truck authority. Texas Truck Riggins will help you hook up your rig the way you want it with a wide variety of truck accessories, spray-in bedliners, grill guards, toolboxes, goosenecks, and more. The best products well within your budget. We can also powder coat patio furniture, old iron beds, and wheels, just to name a few. All with quick turnaround and straightforward answers to your questions. Visit Texas Truck Riggins on South College Street across from the Lake of the Bryan Municipal Golf Course. Find us on Facebook or visit us at txtruckriggins.com.
Did you know you can take a college course in less than 3 weeks? Try a mini-mester class at Glenn College. The May mini-mester runs May 13th through the 29th. You can take an online class and still go home for summer break, take a class you've been needing for your transcript, or take a class just to learn something new. Get ahead or catch up with a mini-mester course. Search for classes and find out how to apply. Glenn.edu. Glenn College. Proven.
Whatever your business sells, you think it's the best in town. Well, here's your chance to prove it. Voting begins June 1st for the 13th year of Best of the Brazos. Last year, over 335,000 votes were cast for the best in food, services, and places in the Brazos Valley. To get your business involved and listed on the Best of the Brazos ballot, call me, Sam Jones, with Bryan Broadcasting, 695-9595. or email Sam at brianbroadcasting.com.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's 8:38, 22 minutes away from 9 o'clock. Let's check your weather forecast.
Skies partly sunny at times as we continue through today with a slight chance of a shower or isolated thunderstorm. Breezy warm this afternoon, low 80s. Tonight, chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms, mainly to the west, low temperature upper 60s. Better chance of heavy showers and storms coming in Wednesday, though, high temperature low 70s. Those showers and storms diminish later Wednesday night, back around 50 by morning. And Thursday becoming partly sunny, cooler, drier, and 65 to 70. I'm Gary Best, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Gary wasn't lying when he said breezy. We could see 30 to 35 mile an hour gusts later today. Winds are already at 15 to 20 now out of the southeast. It's 69 at WTAW.
Is that where you get that?
No, that's actually Tim Allen.
Oh, yes. I knew it sounded familiar.
But just a quick trivia note. Do you know who Scooby-Doo was?
You mean like a Great Dane?
No, the character.
By Hanna-Barbera?
Who did the voice?
Oh, no. Who did the voice?
Casey Kasem.
Oh.
I think he's still alive. I started to say late great, but I think Casey Kasem's actually still alive. Anyway, the reason I played Scooby-Doo, a British woman said she wants her housing authority to find her family a new home because those pesky kids haven't been there to fix the problem. Stacy McGill moved into her home in England with her partner, Carl, and their 18-month-old daughter. As soon as they moved in, Stacy said she had noticed things were a little odd. Lights turned on and off randomly.
That could be an electricity problem.
As does the microwave. Which doesn't, because that's got to be programmed in. She said she's left with a feeling of cobwebs on her skin when she walks through the home. She hired a paranormal investigator to solve the problem, though. No. Not those pesky kids.
That was her first wrong step.
The ghost expert said the home is haunted by a harmless ghost named Nigel. Actually, she probably
aren't they always a ghost named Nigel?
Yeah, I was going to say, but she probably said a ghost named Nigel. He's in his 30s and he has a learning disability.
Should have got a priest. That's all I'm saying. Get a priest, not a paranormal person.
I just want to know how she knows the guy's got a learning disability. Come on.
You mean the ghost?
Yes.
Well, if he's turning the microwave on when there's no food inside, that could be an indicator.
Well, yeah, it could. That was more of an excuse to play Scooby-Doo than anything else. I can't lie.
Does he have OCD, or like, not OCD, does he have ADD or something like that? Like,
or maybe he's dyslexic and he goes, oob, oob, oob.
I believe he has
difficulty Bob.
With...
That wouldn't be dyslexic because ghosts don't say Bob, they say boo. It would be oob.
Yeah, but what if he mixed it all up and thought there were two B's instead of...
Then he didn't have learning disabilities. He has a drinking problem. There's a completely different. Let me see. Oh, this is kind of cool. I am admittedly kind of a, I don't want to say war nut, but I study World War II a lot. I know a lot about the different battles and everything else.
Mm.
Here's something new for us, though. The United States is deploying Star Wars technology, and I do mean Star Wars from the movie, not the program that Ronald Reagan was trying to put together.
Great, so we're going to have to start eating weird blue stuff?
No, but this is cool. The laser weapons system, it's called LAWS, was successfully tested as it destroyed a drone in flight during a test run, and it's going to the Persian Gulf.
It sounds awesome.
It's going on the USS Ponce, and as part of the military is calling an at-sea demonstration. A Navy researcher says one of the biggest deals here is the laser shot costs a buck. A missile can cost hundreds of thousands of dollars to fire. So the electricity this thing burns is all it's burning, and it costs about a dollar. Another big advantage, a laser moves at the speed of light, and in the future, it may be able to disable incoming missiles even. So they can destroy them on approach to the ship or wherever they're going.
Can you switch it back and forth between stun and kill?
I would venture a guess you probably could.
It's a freaking laser.
Yeah, but I thought it only had one setting, which was like cut a hole. I didn't know that they could.
I would assume they can dial the power up and down. I know they've got one that they're actually using on ships now that uses sound waves that will either A, deafen you, or B, the frequencies are so low they make you sick at your stomach.
Oh, now that's cool.
Yeah, I knew about those.
I think I saw a Superman episode like that one time where his ears bled.
Oh, here's one for you, Kat.
Yeah.
Finally, a way to gorge on chocolate without feeling totally guilty. So you could eat that 200-plus pounds and get the effects of marijuana. Chemists say they have successfully replaced as much as half of the fat normally found in chocolate using a liquid infusion, be it fruit juice, vitamin C water, or even diet soda. Now, if your instincts are like mine when I first started reading this, that this thing's going to taste like dirt wrapped in a wrapper, the method relies on microbubbles, apparently allows the chocolate to retain a familiar melt-in-your-mouth quality and still taste good.
Hmm.
Now, the researchers at the American Chemical Society in New Orleans had a big old meeting this past weekend, and they say that if it's made with the fruit juice, it does add a little bit of a fruity flavor to the candy. But how many times do you see people buy the, like, orange-infused or strawberry-infused chocolates?
Mm.
One researcher describes it as a hybrid between traditional chocolate and a chocolate juice confectionery. They tested apple, orange, and cranberry juices on dark milk and white chocolate.
Oh, now cranberry with dark or white sounds so amazing.
That's, I think so, too. Other note that the vitamin C water could allow the chocolate to retain more of its own flavor, while still others are asking whether it can be made with alcohol, because that would evaporate out.
Oh.
Someone's always got to figure out how to put alcohol into the equation.
Why not?
They're making something new.
The chemist who started this whole idea hope the food industry will take it and use the technology to start pumping out lower-fat treats.
I tell you what, have you ever tried the dark chocolate-dipped pomegranate?
No.
That stuff is amazing. Oh, my gosh.
I've had a chocolate orange before.
Oh, well,
that's one of my favorites.
They're delicious.
And they're not an orange, right?
They have that orangey taste to them. Maybe they're injected with orange juice.
Shaped like an orange, segmented like an orange.
Yeah, there's a company that makes those, and I can't remember because I got one for Christmas one year.
Yeah, they're always around at Christmas.
And I was, like, violently ill because I ate and ate and ate and ate and ate.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah, it was not a good scene.
But you were laid back because you had the...
Yeah, that's it. I was very chill.
Dude, man, I can't even... I just wanted more.
A guy in New York was knocked off his bicycle by an unmarked police car.
Oh.
Right. Had nothing to do with anything other than it was an accident. So the city of New York is going after the guy for $1,200+ for damages.
What? The cop.
The guy required stitches and had deep cuts that he incurred in the November accident in Brooklyn. And he received a preposterous, end quote, bill from the city last month for damages incurred to the Ford Taurus after the collision.
When the car hit him?
Yes.
Wow.
That's ridiculous.
He was not cited for the crash either. He has retained a lawyer, duh, and they should be sending an apology letter instead of the bill.
Mm.
See, my nature is I turn around and send them the hospital bill. I'll tell you what, we'll write this part of it off until you guys get this figured out, okay?
And how could he have caused that much damage to a car?
Well, if you scratch the paint all the way down one side.
They scratched his face all the way down one side?
I think they did.
Yeah.
When you're in New York, I mean, you got to get out of the way. If a cop car's coming, you got to move.
Love it. It's always a big pleasure having you on the show, Zach.
Me and Kat are doing all these different ones.
We should have got jobs with Disney instead.
Nah.
Yesterday it was Boris and Natasha. This morning, God only knows.
I think we're clicking clack. Yeah.
That's actually closer. All right, let's go to our lawsuit of the day. Tiddle-up, tiddle-up, tiddle-up. An elderly Buffalo area man is won $1.6 million due to his fear of frogs. Yep, he told the jury back in 2009 that it all began as a child growing up in Italy when a man holding a bullfrog chased him away after he'd wandered from the vineyard where his parents worked.
Ooh.
Decades later, when a developer built a new subdivision of homes, the runoff water turned his 40-acre property into a wetlands filled with said frog.
So is it called bufophobia, or what do you call that?
I don't know. And if he was dyslexic, it'd be oob. If you weren't listening earlier, you're completely confused now. So that's why you listen all the time. He said due to his fear of frogs, he was a prisoner, quote, to his own home. Sued the developer in Buffalo suburb where he lived, and he won. Took several years, but he got $1.6 million.
That's insane.
$1.6 million.
So did he move?
I would assume.
Does it know? I mean,
I'm assuming he's going to get a new place with 1.6.
Buy him a little frog for a housewarming gift. Oh, one of those that you put out front, the ceramic ones.
Not that it matters. It's called ranidophobia.
Ranidophobia.
Mm-hmm.
Very interesting.
I've never heard of that before.
Or batrachophobia is the fear of amphibians.
Just a generic fear?
And the fear of lizards is herpetophobia.
I got nowhere to go with this.
Sorry.
It's okay.
Herpetophobia just, it doesn't sound
It doesn't
right.
sound as good as the others.
No.
All right, before we take a quick break here, there's one last one for you. A gang of German thieves loves Nutella. They ran this on Wall Street.
Everybody loves Nutella.
Absolutely. Authorities say thieves in central German town of Bad Hersfeld, Brown, raided a parked a truck and made off with 5.5 tons of Nutella. That's $21,000 worth of Nutella.
How what equivalent is that to pounds of cheese?
I don't know. I don't have that correlation tablet.
I bet it's going to be about 5.5 tons of cheese, too.
I bet it's about 42,000 pounds of Munster cheese.
So do they just have to go and find a bunch of girls to sell this to? Because girls, the ladies love Nutella.
Hey, we do.
So does this young man.
Yeah. Well.
According to the German news agency, a bunch of energy drinks were previously stolen from the same location. So they're thinking it's the same thing. Security, however, is on high alert at graham cracker factories around, around Germany.
It's lawn mowing season, and Kyra's Truck Center can help you spend a lot less time with your yard and a lot more time doing things you want to do. Hi, this is David, inviting you to take a look at our zero-turn riding mowers from Hustler, Cub Cadet, and Ferris. We have great deals right now on these state-of-the-art mowers combined with the personal service you've come to expect from our staff. Whether you're mowing your backyard or the back 40, we'll make your job as close to easy as it gets. Kyra's Truck Center, Highway 21, half a mile east of the bypass in Bryan.
Providing home health services and hospice care with comfort and compassion. Family Home Health and Hospice, Joint Commission accredited and a Medicare certified provider. We're locally owned and our team has years of experience so we can provide a smooth transition from curative to comfort care. While remaining in your own home, Family Home Health and Hospice, serving the Brazos Valley and surrounding area. Call 979-846-3705. Online at familyhh.com. Let our family care for yours, because no one cares like family.
Every Tuesday at Aggie Baseball till the end of May will be Baseball Bingo. Come early, get a bingo card, and have a chance to win team jerseys, tailgating chairs, coffee tumblers, and much more. Only a few Tuesday games left, so you don't want to miss out. All games start at 6:35. March 26th, UTA. April the 2nd, UTSA. April the 9th, Sam Houston. April 30th, Grambling State. And May the 14th, UT Pan American. Tickets to these games can be purchased by calling 1-888-99-AGGIE or logging on to AggieAthletics.com.
Hey folks, how's your lawn looking? Neighbors jealous? Well, they can be. This is Bobby Jenkins of ABC Home and Commercial Services. With ABC's year-round lawn mowing and care program, the lawns we manage in Aggieland are consistently healthy. Our economical program uses efficient, slow-release turf enrichment products, great equipment, and our routes are staffed with skilled crews. That means a great-looking lawn at a great price. ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment.
For courteous service, just call ABC Home and Commercial Services.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's 8:52 with the Infomaniacs. Les Scott DeLucia, who is in Washington, fingers crossed for us, hopefully receiving the Crystal Award. Hopefully.
Again, also on the 20.
Oops. Cat's doing something else. This is one under the headline of "Don't be stupid and put anything online ever." No matter how anonymous you think you are online, you're not. Just so you know, on Saturday night, there was a discussion thread on Reddit. It's called "Finally Have the Guts to Say," and people were posting all over it their confessions and adding, you know, text and photos and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And it was along the lines of, you know, I did this, and then a picture of a cute bear with a sad face. One guy took the picture of a sad bear. Its nickname was the Confession Bear, and wrote his confession. Get this now. Quote, "My sister had an abusive meth-addicted boyfriend. I killed him with his own drugs while he was unconscious, and they ruled it an overdose." Now, the fellow Reddit users immediately turned on him. They used his previous posts to find everything about, from his name to his location to his Facebook page. Some on Reddit forwarded the pictures and everything else to the FBI.
That's if you do that, why on earth would you
exactly? The guy posted later saying he was joking around, but no one bought it. Then he admitted that there was some, all caps, truth behind it, and then deleted his account. Now, there is no word on whether the FBI found the guy, but if he is arrested, this may be the first murder taken down by a confession bear. And it's literally this sad-looking bear, and it's like one of those motivational posters with a silly picture on it.
He must have really been wanting to get that out.
Or it's completely false, and the guy's just being a dirtbag.
Yeah, well,
you know, completely.
That could happen. That's happened before.
It's probably the same guy that pranked Joel Osteen. And since we're talking bears and animals, in a variation of the dog ate my homework, instead a dog ate five $100 bills.
Oh. What, were they covered in bacon grease or something?
I don't know. The owner is hoping to get reimbursed by the federal government.
Yeah.
Why did you let your dog eat $500 bills?
Wayne Klinkle says his golden retriever ate the bills while he and his wife were out visiting their daughter.
Why does he have money out sitting around?
Yeah, I don't know. But there is a way to get reimbursed. Klinkle says he picked through the dog's droppings.
Oh, my gosh.
Taped the pieces that he found and sent the Treasury Department, but not at least 51% of the bill, which is what it takes. And the agency makes that determination. You get nothing if it's under the 51%. The agency has special people for the task called a mutilated currency examiner. How would you like that on your business card? What do you do? I touch poop-covered bills. But if you get more than half the bill, it can take up to 2 years to get fully reimbursed.
If he had five hundreds just laying around, why? I mean, he seems like if he was just leaving money around, that $500, I mean, while it's a lot of amount to anybody, that, you know, he would pick up the pieces and, well, not literally pick up the pieces, but he would move on.
One would think, but my thought is, you know, that instead of being a lot of dough, that's a lot of do.
This is Brad Beard of Intercon. Many of us have watched together as the Bryan College Station area continues to grow and prosper. Part of that reason is your support of local businesses. We all depend on our neighbors from time to time. A healthy economy allows local businesses to create new jobs, and that means support from the services we expect from our cities. Your decision to stay here to do business means we continue to be the kind of place we want for raising our families. Bryan Broadcasting and Intercon remind you to shop local. It's where the jobs are.
Aggie-owned and operated, Thrive Home Healthcare provides an excellent, cost-effective medical care alternative for patients and their families. Thrive Home Healthcare, helping others thrive. Call 846-1213 for qualification and more information.
When you're building or remodeling, you need more than just another floor store. You need a complete design center.
At Brazos Valley Floor and Design, we bring together beautiful countertops, the perfect lighting design, and exactly the right floors.
All for you in one easy location. And we've got the Design Center professionals who know how to help you make your selections.
Visit Brazos Valley Floor and Design off Welburn Road across from Rock Prairie. We have the largest selections at the best prices.
And that's a promise.
Want your dog to be a canine stein? Bring them to Waggy Pet Zone. They offer training classes for all experience levels. Sign your canine up for basic obedience, clicker, or agility training, and have a good time learning new skills alongside your best friend. Waggy Pet Zone also offers puppy pre-K, a completely free class open to any puppy under 14 weeks of age, and focuses on early socialization and training to get your pup started on the right paw. Let Waggy Pet Zone's canine behavior experts help you meet your training goals. Call 693-9663 or visit waggypetzone.com.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of those businesses who sponsor the games of your favorite team. Businesses like Cherry Ruffino, Coldwell Banker United, and Atkinson Toyota in Bryan and Madisonville. Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Okay. Apparently that one doesn't want to play. News Talk 1620, WTAW, 2 minutes in front of 9 o'clock. Time for Today in Histoire. On this date, 1682, De La Salle discovered the Mississippi River and said, yep, we're going to call it Louisiana. We're going to make it Frenchies. And then we took it back later. 1913, the opening day of Ebbets Field. And I love this. If you know the story, then bear with me. But if you don't, and I'm assuming Cap may not, that was going to be the new home for the Brooklyn Dodgers. Fans had to wait an hour to get in because when you start a brand new field, you have to have keys to get in.
Mm.
They forgot the keys to the stadium, so nobody could come in. And they forgot to bring a flag, so there was no national anthem at the game.
Oh, no.
And if you're keeping track at home, the Dodgers lost to Philadelphia 1-0.
Wow.
Let me see. 60 years ago in 1953, Warner Brothers premiered their first 3D movie. It was called The House of Wax, starring Vincent Price, who has the best laugh ever.
That's sort of what it sounds like.
Space geeks cuddle up and unite. In 1959, NASA announced the selection of the United States' first 7 astronauts, which, of course, everybody went nuts about. And the news media named the Mercury 7. And then the right stuff was made, and everybody knew. 43 years ago, Paul McCartney said, yeah, you know, I'm kind of done with this little band called the Beatles. I think I've had enough of this one. 8 years ago, in 2005, Camilla Parker Bowles became one of the most powerful women in England. She married the guy with big ears.
Which one?
Prince Charles.
No, I know.
The low-key 25-minute civil ceremony, because they couldn't do it anyplace else because he was divorced. And 1 year ago,